Hello, this is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com. Today is Sunday, May 31st, 2009. And in today's audio boo, I want to talk about calibrating lenses. If you have a digital SLR, and you have at least some of the newer digital SLR models that, where you can actually do what they call autofocus micro adjustments within the camera, you want to actually do some testing of your lenses. I've been using a 5D Mark II ever since it came out last October. And while I've been thrilled with the camera and I've been fairly happy with the 24-105 lens, I always thought that the 24-105 should have been probably a tad bit sharper because of the L designation on the lens. I never really looked into it. I assumed that the images, either I was doing something wrong with the focusing or the images were just slightly softer than I was expecting. Canon digital SLRs are known for being soft anyway when you take the image out, because they're, especially when you're shooting RAW, they're not processed whatsoever. I keep my sharpness even in JPEG, you know, at zero. I like to do that later on using, you know, external software. So I never really thought much about it. But recently I've been testing a Sigma 70-200 f/2.8 lens. And I brought it on a bridal shoot, I brought it on a model shoot. I've used it quite extensively over the past 4 or 5 weeks. And again, you know, while I got some exceptional images with the lens, I also found many images to be slightly out of focus, some more so than others. Some I attributed to a low shutter speed, you know, incorrect settings on the camera for the situation. You know, I'm shooting out in the middle of the woods, and if I'm losing sunlight, all of a sudden my shutter speed just is, you know, not appropriate, so I slow it down, and, you know, there it goes. So I didn't really attribute it until I started to think about and analyze the images so I could write the review on it. I wanted to go back to all my images shot at different apertures and actually write a review. And that's when I decided, you know what, the results didn't seem to match up to the quality of the lens, and I've read many really good reviews on the lens, and I just wasn't getting it. So I decided to print out a autofocus adjustment chart. Now, this is one of these charts. If you search Google, you can find it by typing back focus lens chart or front focus lens chart. And basically, you print out this chart on a piece of paper. The larger, the better. I printed it out on a standard 8.5x11. You set it up. I set mine up on a pool table, but you set it up at a 45-degree angle to your camera. So I use my iPhone to measure the 45-degree angle, or you can use a bubble level if you have one. And I mounted it to this book that I had at 45 degrees. I set up my camera on a tripod, make sure it was perfectly level, and then I zoomed in on the middle zero point. And basically, one of these focus charts have horizontal lines that are spaced at given intervals going forward and going backwards on the page, or up and down on the page before you angle it at 45 degrees. I aimed the Sigma camera at it, and I took a picture of the dead center, made sure it was, you know, the focus point was right on that. I selected the autofocus, and every time I took a picture at autofocus, the front of the point that should have been in focus was in focus, and the back wasn't. That middle focus point should be the center of your focus, not the back or the front of your focus. So I should have equal amount in back and in front that are in focus in that depth of field range. So I then started to adjust on the 5D Mark II, you have an AF micro adjustment feature. I started to adjust that going up plus 5, plus 8. I went all the way up to plus 20, and I still haven't got it perfect. So I'm going to talk to Sigma, send the lens back for calibration, have them resend it to me, or send me a perfectly calibrated one, and then I'll finish my testing on it. But it got me thinking, so then I went back to my original lens, my 24-105 that came with the 5D Mark II, and actually found that to be slightly front focused as well. So I actually brought that up to, I think, a plus 6 or a plus 7, which I personally think is a lot to have to adjust for a lens. But now I'm getting tack sharp images out of the 24-105. I'm getting pretty decent images now out of the 70-200. I mean, the quality of the images is superb. The quality of the bokeh is superb. The tack sharpness is a lot better than it was, but I'm still getting some issues. You know, plus 20 just wasn't enough as an adjustment, and yet that's all the 5D Mark II allows you to go to, plus 20 or minus 20. So I'm guessing the lens must really be out of whack when it comes to calibration. So my suggestion for today is, if you have a digital SLR, even if you can't adjust it within the camera to compensate, find out whether your lenses are front focusing or back focusing, and then maybe call up your manufacturer and send it in for warranty and get that repaired. They'll repair it, send it back within a week or two, and you'll have ultra sharp images, or at least images that live up to the quality of the lens and the expense of the lens. That's it for today. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great night.